Appreciate your phone calls. We'll keep taking them and your text messages as well at 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. Oh boy, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's department stepped into a bit of a legal quagmire. Civil contempt is how the judge described it late last week. It's a document scandal now brewing regarding the Flint water case, Kevin. And so this document dump where protected documents were apparently dispersed without a substantial review, which was required.
What is going on in the office of Attorney General Dana Nessel? The AG's office should be among the most professional in the state. And here we have a judge finding the agency in civil contempt, alleging this document dump. And it could have an impact on the Flint water prosecution. The people of Flint have been through so much without any real justice. And then you have this on top of it. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Good morning.
Can you explain what the judge is saying here, and for people at home, what a document dump is and why that's problematic?
Yeah, well, there was privileged communications that were released to the defense counsel along with, in this particular situation, with the Flint water crisis, having intimate knowledge about it. There was material that was found on servers that related to a protected sealed material, and that was the bankruptcy and the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. So when they downloaded all of that material, the number one thing you have to have, and what we did, is we put together a privilege log, and we put a team of lawyers that were not part of the case to identify privileged communications. So, Kevin, if you had an attorney, or tell me you had an attorney, and you two had communications that were private and privileged, that material is not allowed to go to the prosecution or anyone else for that matter. In this particular case, if you remember, they took servers. They basically downloaded all of those servers, and instead of keeping a privilege log and making sure there wasn't protected material that was going out, they dispersed it. That's why it's mandated in every case. You have a taint team, and you have a team that is making sure privileged communications do not get thrown out to the public or to other people that should not have them.
Does the judge think this is just sloppy work by the AG's office? Are they worried it might be intentional?
You know, I don't know where the judge's mind is as it relates to intentional. They did sanction the attorney general's office quite harshly and made the attorney general pay for all the legal fees to the Snyder team for doing this act. And candidly, I mean, this is remedial stuff. We have, you know, this is not rocket science as far as it, keeping a privilege log and making sure this doesn't happen. So I can't tell you what happened in this particular case. I do know we were very careful to make sure that we didn't breach that topic or breach that protection you have in the Constitution and the rules of law, right? So here in this particular case, I don't know if they thought it was intentional or not, but they definitely got sanctioned.
Yeah, so Rick Snyder, his legal team was the one that brought this up. They raised the issue. Do you think there is speculation on their part that maybe some of his privileged conversation or communication was revealed in this document dump?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There was no question about it. That was part and parcel of why this case can't go forward right now, is because they don't have enough, I'll say money to redo this case, and they violated the taint team. That was in the Court of Appeals. The circuit court judge said you have to start over and do a taint team, see what was protected. The attorney general's office appealed that to the Court of Appeals, and they lost. I mean, it's just basic fundamentals. You have to, in every case, especially today when we have what is called electronic storage information, all your text messages and all of your emails, all of that stuff cannot go to the government. Can't go. It has to go through the proper channels. And in this case, I suggest to you that not only was their privileged communications probably caught by Governor Snyder's team, but also many of the other defendants, Nick Lyons, Eden Wells, all of those. That's, you know, and whether or not there's going to be another motion or another sanction on this particular case, I don't know. But one thing for certain is I was told and everyone was told we are not to touch certain areas and we must have a taint team in place. One of them was that of the bankruptcy and the sensitive confidential information that was in part of that.
You know, it was a pretty tight ship when you were there running it under Bill Schuette as well. And then Dana Nessel takes over this investigation and it's been a massive failure for a number of reasons. So, I mean, how does this situation that's now we're facing reflect upon her accountability and the transparency, I guess, within the current state legal operations?
Well, you know, here's the thing. This is one of those cases where never seen, and I've never seen any case like this in the United States where it was so serious and so many people died and so many people got poisoned. You would think, Tom, to your point, that, you measure twice and cut once. You do it right. No matter how much time it takes, no matter how diligent you have to be, it is brutal. It is the hardest, one of the hardest laborious jobs around. That's, you'll see paralegals and junior lawyers and all sorts of younger associates and the like being mandated to keep privilege logs and being trained on how to do it. I can't answer the question of how come that wasn't done. We did it, you know, but it's like falling off a log. It's mandated.
How will this impact the people of Flint who are still looking for justice in this case?
There's not going to be any justice. There might be some mercy when they get paid from the settlement, but there's no justice in this case. You know, I mean, turn back the hands of time. I think all of them would like to have their loved ones back, right? Or the people that have been damaged. So I will say I'm in Flint on a regular basis, and I know the people of Flint are resilient, but they're not going to get justice from this case. They may get some mercy someday, Kevin, but that mercy is only going to be as it relates to their award in the lawsuit against the state.
Well, and this doesn't help matters. So there's no really turning back the clock here in starting this investigation from scratch. That's just right. Not going to happen. It's too expensive. Too many mistakes had already occurred.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's a sad tale. And, you know, it was a visceral part of me. I lived there for 3 years, as you guys know. And it was one of those cases that I will live with for the rest of my life.
Well, Dana Nessel's an elected official, so ultimately it's the people who decide, you know, if they're going to hold her accountable or not for this particular disservice.
Yep. Media's got to cover it, though, for them to find out what she did and the missteps that had occurred under her watch, particularly in this case. Todd, I know this is tough for you. I appreciate you sharing your insight in this. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Hang in there.
What a debacle.
Yeah, it's just sad.
A debacle. She removed Bill Schuette had Todd Flood and Andy Arena heading up this investigation. She was elected, and she removed them, and she said, we're starting over from scratch. And people that they had cases built against, they all went away. All those legal cases are gone now.
760 WJR.